From Little Rock Public Radio News, I'm Maggie Ryan. Northwest Arkansas residents joined protesters across the U.S. last week, decrying the federal government's immigration and customs enforcement tactics after 37-year-old Renee Good was shot and killed by an ICE agent in Minneapolis. At a vigil in Springdale dedicated to Good and more than 30 others who died in ICE custody over the last year, organizer Irvin Camacho said the community needed a space to grieve. Camacho is the co-founder of the Alliance for Immigrant Respect and Education, or AIRE. He says the rise in ICE activity in Northwest Arkansas is concerning.
People are being deported who have no criminal history. They're only like misdemeanors being in this country, you know, illegally. So I think that's coming, it's in a broader view than it ever has been before. And then, you know, senseless murders like what happened with Miss Renee, like that also, you know, like tugs at people's hearts and makes people upset.
Most of the arrests in Northwest Arkansas are made under 287G agreements, which allow deputies to question people booked into local jails about their immigration status and then alert ICE officials. Last year, the Arkansas Department of Corrections signed a 287G agreement offering federal payments for training, equipment, and even salaries for some agents. ICE now has 180 cooperation agreements with state and local law enforcement in Arkansas. Emily Lawson came to the vigil with her husband and young daughter. She says it's up to people not directly impacted by the activity to speak up.
This feels like something I can do, and I want to be present for it, you know. She's the next generation. You know, I think it's important to instill these values, moral reason. It's the right thing to do. We want to be a good example for that, for her future.
Data from the University of California Berkeley's deportation project show more than 450 people were arrested by ICE at the Benton County Jail in the first 10 months of 2025. That's nearly two arrests per day in a county with roughly 300,000 people. The story was reported by our partner station, KUAF, in Fayetteville. President Donald Trump has commuted the sentence of the son of an Arkansas congressman. James Philip Womack, son of U.S. Representative Steve Womack, was ordered to serve 8 years in federal prison on drug distribution charges in 2024. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports Trump commuted Womack's prison sentence in an order last Thursday, but he did not remove a 5-year supervised release order. Womack was arrested in 2023 for distributing more than 5 grams of meth and possessing a firearm while being a felon. A conservative activist group opposed to the death penalty is criticizing an Arkansas law allowing nitrogen gas executions. Members of the Florida-based group Conservatives Concerned About the Death Penalty say using nitrogen hypoxia to kill people sentenced to death is, quote, antagonistic towards conservative values and principles. They cited concerns about the finality of punishment and the cost of carrying out death sentences. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports the group's leader met with a policy advisor to Governor Sarah Sanders earlier this month. And we're looking at a chilly forecast for our MLK Day today, a high of 38 degrees with clouds increasing throughout the day, temperatures dropping to a low of 20 with partly cloudy skies this evening. You're listening to Little Rock Public Radio News.